Right, so select stations get 6 more minutes, and after all that seriousness, I thought I'd go a little lighthearted for this bonus 6 minutes. This is called Punchy Popes. Enjoy.
Good day to you. This is the Thunderbolt for February 6th, 2015. And I am very excited because for the first time this year, I have a whole brand new show for you kids. So here we go. So in the news, Pope Francis recently stated that if someone insulted his mother, then he, Pope Francis, was likely to punch that person in the nose. Now he said this in the context of commenting about the Charlie Hebdo massacre, and he was making a metaphorical equivalence betwixt insulting someone's mother and insulting someone's religion. But that begs the question. Why hasn't someone insulted Pope Francis's mother yet? So that we can witness the spectacle of the infallible one punching someone in the nose. And this makes me wonder, is the Pope a jabber? Or does he prefer a papal roundhouse? I looked into the Catholic Church a long time ago. And I felt as if I had stuck my hand into an overflowing spittoon. The Catholic Church is a major political economic powerhouse, and they pull all the same nasty crap that any other powerful and wealthy powerhouse pulls. But they commit their crimes under the mantle and moral authority of a frigging church, which in my mind makes their nastiness even exponentially worse. The state is what the state is. But a church is supposed to be something quite different. So, I quickly withdrew my hand in disgust. I thoroughly washed it with a highly toxic, heavy-duty, industrial-strength, super-duper badass cleanser. And ever since, I have very studiously kept my hands as far away from the Catholic Church as is humanly possible in this world. When this new pope started doing his populist thing, my comment was that this represented a great leap forward, since it had appeared as if the Catholic Church was finally joining the 19th century. And since I knew that the central job requirement for becoming the Pope is to sell your soul to a large number and to a wide variety of devils, my virginal hands never once strayed anywhere near this new pontifical personage, and I have never taken him seriously. However, since that time, it would seem that rather than spouting pretty rhetoric whilst simultaneously spending prodigious effort not doing anything, Francis instead seems to be making the lifting of the poor the central focus of his papacy. This guy is actually starting to interest me. Did the good guys manage to sneak one in through the back door or something? How's about we follow through on Harry Shearer's idea and stage a papal punch-out cage fight extravaganza with the contestants locked into the transparent bubble of the Pope-mobile? That would not only provide a thoroughly kick-ass venue, but in addition, the pontiff would be unable to take unfair advantage by having God smite his opponent with a lightning bolt or anything.
Guess it was too late for that idea.
And that's it. But in the meanwhile...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.